Hi, this is Michael Pfeiffer. This is another episode of the Metal Conversations podcast. In this episode, I'll be discussing supplier selection. This is part of the broader set of discussions on the product launch formula, which has to do with the materials engineering perspective on various aspects of product design, product launch, and then post-launch decisions that are made. There are many decisions that are made during product launch and during design and launch and post-launch that involve considerations of the materials that are used in the product, or that should involve considerations of the materials used in the product. And that makes sense because a product is essentially just composed of a lot of different materials that have been shaped into different forms and brought together to form the product. So in this session, I'll talk about the materials engineering perspective on supplier selection. So there are three broad areas I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about the selection criteria, supplier evaluation process, and then considering local versus low-cost suppliers. So the first thing to think about from the materials engineering perspective when starting down the path of supplier selection is first thinking about the selection criteria for the suppliers and what you're going to be looking at to evaluate whether a supplier is going to be capable. With regards to the selection criteria, from the materials engineering perspective, we want to know, can a supplier provide materials and parts that consistently meet the requirements that are going to be needed for your product? So this can be either for stock materials that are used, so metal sheet or plate or bar, or components, custom components. So they can be die cast components or forged components or machined components. For establishing the selection criteria and the things that we're going to be looking at in a supplier, we need to have thorough and accurate specifications for the item of interest that the supplier will be providing to us. For custom components, we need to have information about the dimensions, the shape, the mechanical design features on the component. From the materials engineering perspective, we want to also have specifications about the alloy composition, the properties for the materials in the component, and how they will be measured. So the properties can be strength or hardness or electrical conductivity. Sometimes we also have to identify the specifications for the microstructure within the material. So perhaps the grain size or the amount of retained austenite, or whether it's a ductile cast iron or a gray cast iron. Basically specifying various aspects of the microstructure that are important for the component or the materials that are being purchased being able to meet their performance and reliability requirements. Then also specify if the part is going to be heat treated, specify the process name and the thermal profile that might be used and other details that are important for the heat treatment. If the part is going to be coated, identify the material, the coating material, the process name that's used, the thickness, and the evaluation method that should be used for evaluating the thickness and coatings and other attributes of the coating. There's also manufacturing defects. For many of the materials and the components we purchase, there will be some level of manufacturing defects, inclusions, voids, laps, seams, and should identify what level of defects, what types of defects are allowable, their levels, and if necessary, the evaluation methods that should be used to determine whether the defects are present and to measure their amounts. And finally, any applicable standards that apply to the materials. It could be ASTM standards, government standards, SAE standards, and so on. So all this information will help you understand what you need to look for in a supplier, but this information, when provided to a supplier, will also help them understand whether they can provide what you need. It's better for everyone if a supplier sees what your requirements are and just says, you know, I can't, says that they can't meet those requirements and bows out of contention. That's the best thing for everyone. But if you don't have specifications and it seems like the supplier and if a supplier thinks that they can make it apart because from the set of specifications that are identified, and then you find out later that there are other things that are required that the supplier can't do, then that becomes a problem, because especially if this occurs late in the product development process and it's determined that the supplier is going to have difficulty meeting your specifications. So armed with the selection criteria, the next step is to go through the evaluation process with suppliers. So the first thing to identify, and this doesn't even require meeting with suppliers or meeting in person, can do this by email or by phone call, is just to identify, does the supplier have the process capability to produce the material or the component of interest? And also, do they have the technical know-how to address any problems that might occur during manufacturing, because problems will arise? So first of all, do they have the manufacturing processes and capability to make what you want? The second thing is the supplier okay with the specifications? Do they have any recommendations? Do they understand the specifications? Because if they don't understand them, then you have to question whether they are going to be able to make what you need. And you can probably find other suppliers that will understand your requirements, your specifications. It's probably better to go to someone who understands them. If you determine that the supplier does have the process capability you need and they're okay with the specifications, and maybe they do have some recommendations about some things that you might change in your specification to make it easier to fabricate the component and meet your requirements, that would be helpful. Anyhow, the next thing to do is then to evaluate samples that are already in production with that supplier. So get some samples. If it's a material supplier, get some samples of materials. If it's a component supplier, get a sample of something that's already in production that's similar to what you will be purchasing from them. In either case, whether it's a material supplier or a component supplier, have the materials or components evaluated for metallurgical attributes. This includes the composition, looking at the microstructure, evaluating the properties of interest, and evaluating the defects. You want to know, are they capable of producing something right now that is going to be similar to what you need and meeting the requirements of the thing they're producing right now? If they are not, then there's no reason to believe that they're going to be able to do so for you, and it's probably best to move on to another supplier. But if there's a reason why you want to work with the supplier, then the next thing would be to help them figure out what the problems are with their process and help them fix it. I can't emphasize enough the importance of the metallurgical evaluation of materials or components from a supplier prior to starting to work with them. Evaluating materials is such a critical part of evaluating whether a supplier is capable. And the thing that's really important to understand is the metals don't lie, or the materials don't lie. And that evaluating the materials and asking the materials the right questions, they'll give you answers that can help you understand whether a supplier is going to be capable. If you find out after the evaluation that the supplier is able to make a good product, then the next thing is to start investigating more about their manufacturing process. What are their process controls? What things do they have in place that to control their manufacturing processes? Do they have good process specifications? What kind of, are they using a lot of manual labor, or is their equipment automated? What things do they do to make sure that their equipment is operating as needed over and over again? And also, do they have the technical know-how to deal with problems that arise, problems that result in defects or the parts not having the right properties, and being able to fix them so that they don't supply something that does not meet your requirements? And then finally, once you've selected a supplier, get some samples of material from them. Once they start producing the material or are capable of producing your component or your material, get some samples from them and evaluate them and make sure that they meet your requirements. And this is evaluating them and the composition, microstructure, properties, and manufacturing defects. Make sure that from the start that they're able to produce what you need so that you can have more confidence that they will be able to produce something once they go into production that will continuously be able to meet your product's performance and reliability requirements. And if you have to join the components or materials to other components and materials, that you'll be able to do that easily. So basically, what you're trying to do is reduce the risk to getting components and materials once you go into production that cause problems for you, and you want to improve, you want to improve the likelihood of being able to consistently get materials and components that meet your requirements so that you can produce your product and also meet your product launch schedule without problems and have the materials not be a source of problems. Finally, working with local versus low-cost suppliers. So to me, local means within one or two time zones. At least within the U.S., there'd be one or two time zones. The benefits of this are easy communication. You can meet with them during the day. They speak the same language. And it'll be much easier for solving problems and making decisions and getting feedback and working back and forth. This is more difficult when a supplier is several time zones away and they don't speak the same language, where communication is more difficult. My recommendation is if this is a new product or a product that's significantly different than previous products, or if you're in an organization where you don't have a lot of technical resources available, first work out the technical details with local suppliers. Get an understanding of the issues involved in producing the material or the components, and understand what additional information you might need to add to your specifications. This is especially important for organizations where the initial selection criteria might be kind of thin, where they really don't have a good understanding of all the technical requirements. Work out the technical details with someone local first and get a lot of data and information and reduce the risk to meeting your product development schedules as well as meeting your production schedules. And once you start to gather more information and build better specifications and have a better understanding of what suppliers have to do to meet your requirements, then it might be possible to cost reduce and look for lower cost suppliers that have the capability of producing components similarly to the more local suppliers. So rather than going for a home run right off the bat, work on getting all the technical details. The problem with working with a low cost, or with trying to work with a low cost supplier right off the bat, if you don't have a good understanding of all the technical details, is that it could end up being not very low cost, because if the supplier doesn't have a good understanding of what you need and you don't have a good understanding of what you need, you end up getting materials and components that don't meet your requirements, that pose quality problems, that pose production problems, or pose reliability problems, which is the even worst case. And it's and all these problems greatly outweigh the supposed cost reduction you would get by working with the low cost suppliers. So that's it. I hope that this discussion was informative. There'll be more episodes related to the product launch formula coming in the future. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your metals. Bye.